Talking with Congressman Frank Lucas. Congressman, as you get a little bit closer to possibility of becoming part of the majority again to be a part of the House Agriculture Committee for 2023, one thing we've seen in recent days, the Biden administration offering billions of dollars under the Climate Smart Ag projects, utilizing CCC to make that happen. How does that complicate your job in trying to write a 2023 Farm Bill?
First off, based on the magnitude of the programs they're putting out, the dollar values, the things they're taking on, I don't see any way from a rulemaking process they can get this going until late into next year. Truly. That just means that when we're financing the Farm Bill, we might have a little pool of money to be able to reach out to. Glass is always half full, Ron. And if the Biden administration is going to provide me the money to do what we need to do in the Farm Bill, even if it might not be their intention, let's get after it.
Did they kind of overstep in making those decisions without Congress?
Well, in my tenure in Congress, administrations usually stay quite a distance away from the Farm Bill process, and they leave that up to the House and the Senate. I suspect the House and the Senate will once again craft the 2023 Farm Bill. And the way the process appears to me to be going towards November, I think I'll be in the majority. The 18 document becomes the base text. That's where we want to start from, the 18 product, the base text for the 23.
You were asking about drought tonight. How do you maybe tweak things to make it easier for folks hit hard by drought and other natural disasters?
Well, we always have to review everything. I'll give you an example. In my home area, those who sow wheat to get insurance for a potential graze out are supposed to have it in the ground on October 15. That's not going to be possible in a whole much of my home area. Those are the kind of issues we've got to look at next year.
Mm-hmm. You heard tonight some ideas about maybe how you improve some of the delivery systems for folks that need food security. How do you work those things in as well?
Well, this was a very good town hall because we had people here who are delivering the services to those who need them every day. They've been through the COVID mess. They know what didn't work, and they have lots of good suggestions of what will work. But that's what town halls are about. That's what committee hearings are about, is to listen to people and make something that's good even better. Let's try and see if we can do that next year.
Last question. As far as the 2023 Farm Bill process is concerned, some hearings have already been held, but obviously after the election, we're going to see a lot more work, right?
Oh, yes. You change chairmanships, and we will have a more traditional focus, I think, on the Farm Bill.